personal information is anonymous. We can't say you're related to this person living at this address because we don't have that information in our database.
Are you able to go as far as the ethnic origin or tribe?
In the majority of the cases, yes.
A professor of biological sciences, Bert Early, argues that DNA tests can only specify region and not ethnic group. Also, family tree DNA of Houston, Texas,
right,
that does the kind of work you're doing, says the research doesn't necessarily mean you are from a particular tribe.
Bert Ellie's study could only find a single identical match in 10% of the population based on a database size of about 3,000 samples. Our database has 25,000 samples, and we are able to identify sometimes one ethnic group, sometimes multiple ethnic groups. As for the other company,
Family Tree DNA of Houston, Texas.
Right. Family Tree DNA of Houston does not have a database that contains any African lineages. And so if you don't have a substantial, comprehensive database of indigenous African lineages, you can't do the work.
There is also Louise Gates, mm-hmm, who did a documentary of African American lives.
Yes.
And according to him, DNA testing without a historical analysis is useless, to use his words. So what is in this for you? What is the objective?
Our company database was compiled under the direction of historians, anthropologists, linguists, and archaeologists. We made sure that we were sampling populations that contributed to the transatlantic slave trade, and therefore we could give a solid analysis and results. We do what we do because the community wanted to know where in Africa they were from. African Americans are the only group in the United States that cannot point to a country of origin, and that's because of the horror of the transatlantic slave trade.
Are there particular ties among people who consider those regions as home?
Absolutely. And that has fostered a great deal of learning, cross-cultural communication, investment. There are people who travel to their country of ancestry and as a result have started foundations, built schools, hospitals. There are people who are learning the languages, lobbying the United States government on behalf of issues that affect countries that they share ancestry. There is a great deal and a variety of activities that people embark upon once they have determined their ancestry. And yes, the African community is embracing this as well. There are people who are connecting with African communities here in the United States. For example, the Sierra Leone Society in Minneapolis or the Mandinka Women's Society in Philadelphia. It's a win-win for everybody because it increases the dialogues and gives a sense of connection that is very empowering and transformative. And we are the only African-American-owned company in the industry.
Irrespective of that, on CNN, Anderson Cooper, who is not an African-American, had his roots traced to Africa.
Here in the United States, with the history of mixing between races and the dynamics of slavery, that's not too surprising. We certainly have had people who have identified, lived their lives as white people for generations, and then they may test a maternal lineage and find that that ancestry is, in fact, African, not European.